Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Wade. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The right fielder, George Staller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill Burgo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Staller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Turner and he is safe. White steals second. George Staller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staller hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a line drive towards short. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoller strikes out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgo moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Burgo moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rulo takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-1 in the game. Wade takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rulo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo strikes out. 2 outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Christopher covering. Safe. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Virgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Virgo. QL reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. 2 outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Staller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staller is 0-for-2 in the game. Staller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall is hit by the pitch. Stoller moves to second. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rulo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burgo, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Christopher for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Estalella pinch hits for JoJo White. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stoller hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Estalella now playing center field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella, who is chasing the ball. Hodgin reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgin scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 3 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burgo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Siebert moves to second. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rulo strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to third. Hall moves to second. Johnny Welich pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Orville Grove now pitching. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Johnny Welich. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Lowry now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowry covering, for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stoller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burgo hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.